الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the author, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى, the closing chapter in this beneficial work, which is entitled الكبائر, كتاب الكبائر, the book with regards to the clarification of the major sins. The last chapter, the author, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب ما جاء في أخوة الإسلام وحق المسلم على المسلم وحق المسلم على المسلم. The chapter with regards to that which has come concerning the brotherhood of Islam and the right of a Muslim upon the Muslim, and the right of the Muslim upon the Muslim. And this is a beautiful manner in closing this work, clarifying this issue, the status and the rank of the brotherhood of Islam, and the bond and the relationship that is established by way of faith and believing and testifying that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah alone with no partners, and in believing and testifying that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's a slave of Allah and his messenger. In this manner, the people, they become brothers and they enter into the fold of Islam, and every Muslim, he's a brother to a Muslim, whether they are young or whether they are old, whether they are alive or whether they have passed. This is a brotherhood that is established from the beginning of the creation till the end of this life, and even in the hereafter, this brotherhood will continue. And even in the hereafter, this brotherhood will continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about the believers who come later in the later generations. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh our Lord forgive us and our brothers who have preceded us in faith. So even those Muslims who have preceded us and they have already passed and died, may Allah have mercy on them, may Allah forgive them and pardon them. And at the head and the best of them, the companions of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but all of the believers and all of the true followers of all of the prophets alayhi wa salatu wa salam, they're all brothers, and they will all be together. They'll all be together in the hereafter, and likewise those believers to come. And even in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he affirmed this brotherhood likewise, and it will be said to all of those brothers, it will be said to them about the Jannah, udkhuluha bisalamin amineen. All of you today enter the paradise with safety and security. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ إِخْوَانٍ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And Allah, he says, and we have taken from their hearts any animosity or any bad feelings that maybe they used to have towards each other in this worldly life, and they will be brothers. إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And they will be brothers upon thrones facing one another, meaning in the hereafter. So this is the true brotherhood. And this is the true bond and of relations. And this brotherhood here, the brotherhood of Islam, is stronger even than the brotherhood of lineage and of the blood relationship and of the lineage that one he has from his forefathers. And the people of Nod, as they mentioned about this, al-ukhuwa al-diniya aqwa wa a'zam min al-ukhuwa al-diniya, that the brotherhood of faith and the brotherhood of Islam is greater and stronger than the brotherhood of lineage and the one that one has by way of blood. And this is the true brotherhood that will continue. So there are great rights concerning this brotherhood, and violating those rights are from the major sins. So therefore it's an important point here to mention now, closing this affair, especially after mentioning the issues with regards to the amanah and the violation of the amanah and betraying the trust and acting in manners of treachery and the likes like this, and also with regards to oppression and violating the rights of others. This is even greater whenever it's done from one believer to another, waliyadhu billah. And likewise clarifying the right of a Muslim, that his right is honored, and that his blood is honored, and that his reputation is honored, and that his wealth and property is honored, and that he is honored in every aspect, in every situation, and that honor should not be violated. And that honor should not be violated. And likewise, from the brotherhood of Islam, and from the rights of a brother, from the rights of a Muslim upon a Muslim, that is, that if he sees one of his brothers perpetrating and falling into some of these major affairs, perpetrating and falling into some of these major crimes, is that he would advise him, that he would take him by the hand and he would do his best to advise him and to admonish him and to warn him. And if he's able to physically stop him, he will stop him from that. He will stop him from that. And this is all indicated in the narrations the author he's mentioning from that is that which he closes this chapter with in a beautiful manner, clarifying a good understanding that he has, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he had of the legislation of Allah, unsur akhaka, zaliman aw mazluma, that you must aid and support your brother and help him, whether he is oppressed or whether he's being oppressed. And if he's being oppressed, it's very clear to help stop and to remove that oppression. But whenever he's being oppressed, meaning whenever he is doing the oppression, meaning you take him by the hand and you advise him, and you forbid him, and you tell him that this is not allowed, and you do what you can to stop him from that, and this is aiding him, and this is in reality aiding him and helping him. So this is the issue the author he's discussing now. وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخُوَيْكُمْ, mentioning the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Hujurat, that indeed the believers, they are nothing but brothers. That indeed the believers, it is them, they are only brothers. They are brothers. So therefore rectify between your brothers. Therefore work rectification and reconciliation between your brothers. So this is very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has affirmed this ukhuwah here directly in this verse. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ, the believers, they are nothing but brothers. And it is only the believers, they are the true brothers. The brothers that are true, the true brotherhood that is lasting, and the true brotherhood that is praiseworthy, and the true brotherhood that will remain in this life and in the hereafter, benefiting a person in this life and in the hereafter, benefiting a person while he's alive and while he's dead, benefiting the person whenever he's in the grave, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, and likewise that which will remain in the hereafter, is the brotherhood of the religion and the iman, al-khuwa al-imaniyya, the brotherhood of faith. And that's what is referred to here. Wa qawlihi ta'ala, in the statement of Allah the Most High, adhillatin ala al-mu'mineen, a'izzatin ala al-kafirin, al-ayah, referring to the verse which is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is describing some of the attributes and characteristics of the believers, and that is that they are humble, that is that they are kind and they are humble in dealing with the believers, and that they are stern, and that they are stern against the disbelievers, and those who are in opposition specifically, and opposing the legislation outwardly and harming the believers, then no doubt they will be harsh upon them. So this is the case. The believers, they're kind and merciful amongst one another, and they're harsh and stern against their enemies. وفي الصحيح, the author he says, وفي الصحيح لو كنت متخذا من أمتي خليلا اتخذت أبا بكر خليلا ولكن أخوة الإسلام أفضل. The author he mentioned the narration which is in Sahih Bukhari from the Hadith of Abi Musa radiyallahu, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if I was going to take someone from my ummah as a khalil, yani as the closest and most beloved, then I would take Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu as my khalil. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, but akhuwatu al-islami afdal, but the brotherhood of Islam is better, yani for me and him, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified in other narrations likewise that if he was going to take a khalil from his ummah, he would take Abu Bakr as a khalil, and the reason that prohibited him from that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لأن الله قد اتخذه خليلا كما اتخذ إبراهيم خليلا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a khalil, just as he has taken Ibrahim as a khalil alayhi wa ala nabiyyina afdal as-salati wa salam. No doubt this is a great virtue for Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, that no one from the people have reached this virtue and this lofty status that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the likes of this and some wordings of this narration, walakin akhi wa sahibi, if I was going to take a khalil, I would take Abu Bakr, but he's my brother and he's my companion. Walakin akhi wa sahibi yani fil ghar, but he's my brother and he's my companion, meaning in the cave and on the journey during the migration, during the hijrah. So this is a clear virtue for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, but the point of the author is to clarify the issue of the status, the lofty status of the brotherhood of al-Islam, of the brotherhood of al-Islam. ولكن أخوة الإسلام أفضل يعني أفضل for Abu Bakr than it is for other than him. يعني that the virtue, the love and the brotherhood that is between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr is greater and more virtuous than that love and brotherhood between anyone else. Meaning that the brotherhood of al-Islam, once it is established, there's a foundation that all of the believers share in that. But that brotherhood and that love and that care for one another, it fluctuates. Sometimes it's greater between individuals. And that's the case here, the love of brotherhood. The love of brotherhood that is based upon loving for the sake of Allah and having an allegiance for the sake of Allah with regards to the people. This was the strongest in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for Abu Bakr. The point now is to clarify the lofty status of the brotherhood of al-Islam. Of the brotherhood of al-Islam. An Abi Musa radiallahu anhu marfu'a. That is narrated by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان, that the believer with regards to his believing brother, كالبنيان, they're like a structure, they're like a wall. They're like a wall or a structure that is established and firm. يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا, and each portion is reinforcing and strengthening the other. Each portion is reinforcing and strengthening the other. So this is the example of the believers. Whenever there is a structure, or if there is a wall, for example, each brick in the wall is strengthening the wall and supporting the other. And is supporting the other, and according to the strength of each brick would determine the strength and the stability of the wall. The strength and the stability of the wall. So whenever the bricks, they're strong and they're placed properly, and each one of them is in its proper position, and it has a role to play. It has a role to play, and whenever that is established properly, then that wall is firm, and that wall is stable, and that wall is beneficial. And this is the example of the believers. Whenever each one of them is upright, establishing his proper role, establishing the limits of Allah Azza wa Jalla in himself first and foremost, and observing the rights that are related to his own organs and body parts, the rights that are upon him himself to establish, he will be firm and he will be strong. And then likewise, he will be aiding and supporting his brothers in the same manner like this. They will aid and support one another. They will aid and they will support one another. Likewise, these bricks in the wall, they are also leaning on one another, and one on top of the other. And in this manner, they become strong. And in this manner, they find stability. And likewise, the Muslims, they're strong by way of their brotherhood, and they're strong by way of their bonds of faith. Whenever their faith individually is strong, then that brotherhood becomes strong, and then from that, in that manner, the religion becomes strong by way of their brotherhood and by way of their faith. By way of their faith. And this is a beautiful example of how the brothers, they should be, and how the Muslims, they should be, establishing their religion in this manner, and themselves first and foremost, and helping one another to establish that, and being stable and upright together upon obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this, the author, he says, وَلَهُمَا أَنِ النُّعْمَانِ بِنِ بَشِيرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا. And it has been collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Also from the hadith of al-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the parable of the believers in their love and in their mercy and in their affection and concern for one another. The example of the believers in their love and their mercy and in their affection and concern, and the way that they cooperate and help and aid and assist one another, is like that of one single body. It's like that of one single body. Whenever one organ complains or is in pain, then the rest of the body, it is calling to stay up at night, and he's not able to sleep, and is experiencing the heat and the pains of the fever. This is the example that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam he's making with regards to the believers, that they are all one body. If one of them is happy and rejoicing, then this is a joy and a happiness for all of them. And likewise, if one of them is in pain, then all of them should feel the pain of that. If one of them is in a hardship, then all of them should be affected by that. And this is the example of the body. Maybe a person, for example, he will have something in his toe, in the end of his body, his toe. He will stub his toe, or he will break his toe, or something will happen in his foot, twisting the ankle, for example. This could cause the rest of the body will be affected. Maybe his head will start hurting really bad because of a pain that he has in his toe. Maybe he'll have a great headache, any for days, and the likes like this because of a pain that he had in his toe. And he, on the other end of his body, he's feeling the effect, and this is the intent. Or maybe a person, he will have a pain in his finger or a pain in his tooth, and it will cause his whole body to ache, and he will not be able to sleep, and his whole body will experience a fever and become hot, and the temperature of his body entirely will become hot, and he will become sick, all because of a pain in his tooth or a pain in his finger or in his arm or in his knee and the likes like this. So this is the example of that. Whenever one portion of the body experiences hardship and pain, then the rest of the body calls to facilitate that and to remove that. And the reason why the body calls for the fever is because it's acting, yani, with regards to that pain. It's acting with regards to that pain, yani, and trying to rectify that affair and trying to cure the issue. And this is how the body and the immune system works. So the believers, they should be similar. This is the example of the believers. فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ. So the people of knowledge, they mentioned that these words here, they're very similar. The التواد والتراحم والتعاطف. التواد meaning that the things that they will do for one another, that they know will bring about the love between them. The things that they know that their brothers like. So they'll strive to perform that. Those things that they know each other like and prefer from each other, and the things that they know that are pleasing to them, they'll do that. They'll do that. He will do something for his brother that he knows that his brother likes. He knows that it makes his brother happy. He knows that it's something that makes his brother comfortable and feel good and the likes like this. So they will work, yani, in this manner to facilitate that affair. يتقرب بكل ما يحبه أخوه. Yani, he will try to draw close to him, to his brother, and to have a relationship with him in every manner that he knows that he likes and that is beloved to him. And likewise at tarahum. But the issue of the tarahum, the people of Nara, as they mentioned, and yarham ba'dahum ba'dah, that they will show pity and mercy one to the other. But the reason why they show this mercy one to the other is simply because of faith. Because they believe, he believes in Allah. He will be merciful to him. He'll be kind to him. He'll be gentle to him. He will overlook his mistakes or his faults. He will pardon him and forgive him. All of those beautiful traits and conduct that go back to being merciful and being kind, they will share this trait between each other based upon faith. So he will show him mercy, and he will show him kindness, and he will show him forbearance, and he will show him patience and forgiveness. But it's because of faith, because he knows that he's a believer. Because he knows that he's a believer, so it's based, this mercy that they share and amongst each other is based upon iman. It's based upon iman. And the ta'atuf, the people of Nara, as they mentioned, that this is an indication that they support and they aid one another. That they help and they support and they aid one another. They do not abandon or forsake one another. So this is the example. This is the example of the believers. And this is a beautiful example of how one should be with his believing brothers. That if his brother is happy, he will be happy for him, and this will make him happy. And if his brother is upset or experiencing hardship or difficulty, he will hasten to help him in that and aid him in that. And this will likewise affect him. It will affect him. If he sees the believers going through hardship and difficulty, then this will upset him. This will upset him. Or if he sees one of his brothers going through hardship and difficulty, then this will upset him likewise. He will never be pleased to see the believers going through hardship and going through pains and trials and the likes like this. Rather, he will have sympathy with them. Rather, he will have sympathy with them. And whenever that faith is truly strong, he will carry him and need to work to help and to aid them.
to help and to aid them and to remove that hardship that they are in. After this, the author, he says, وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْوَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا لَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا يَبِعْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَيْءِ بَعْضٍ وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُو الْمُسْلِمِ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يَخْذُلُهُ وَلَا يَحْقِرُهُ التَّقْوَى هَاهُنَا وَأَشَارَ إِلَى صَدْرِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أن يحقر أخاه المسلم كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه رواه مسلم رواه مسلم. The author, he mentioned the narration of Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said لا تحاسدوا, do not have envy, do not envy one another, do not be jealous, do not be jealous, do not have any envy towards your brother, towards your brother, and do not dislike to see him having goodness. And do not be jealous if you see your brother having goodness in his religion, in his knowledge, or in his actions of worship, or in his worldly life, or in his family. Do not have any envy, meaning do not have any dislike in your heart for the blessing that you see upon another believer. And definitely do not attempt to remove that or work upon that way. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is a prohibition from having envy and jealousy. And this is from the foul and the lowly manners that have proceeded from the major sins that we discussed in this particular work. وَلَا تَبَغَضُوا, and do not despise one another. وَلَا تَبَغَضُوا, يعني لا يُبْغِضُوا, لَا يُبْغِضْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, do not have detest and hatred for one another. Do not have detest and hatred for one another. يعني rather you should be opposite. You should have love for one another, as we have seen. The people of Nahr, as they mentioned, that this is the case with regards to the worldly affairs. Do not hate one another and have animosity and enmity towards one another because of the worldly affairs. As for if a Muslim were to fall into some affairs in their religion and violate those issues, then this would bring about hatred for him and no doubt. This would bring about hatred for him and no doubt. Some of the people of knowledge have derived a very subtle benefit from here, and that is the prohibition of innovation. Innovations in the religion and affairs that are newly introduced, and they have no foundation in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, or they're in conflict with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no doubt this will bring about hatred. This will bring about hatred and animosity in the ranks of the believers. And this is rightful. And it's rightful for those who hate that, and those who detest that, and to detest the people who are upon that way likewise, as well as those who are committing the major crimes and the major sins. This is something that a believer, he will detest. And we have seen these affairs in a bit of detail in other classes, the issue of loving for the sake of Allah and hating for the sake of Allah. So there are individuals in life that it's incumbent to love them entirely, and they have no hatred whatsoever. To love them entirely, they have nothing but love coming from a believer. Nothing but love coming from a believer. And those are the righteous. Those are righteous from the believers. The righteous, it's incumbent to love them and to not despise them or detest them or to not dislike them in any manner. And then there, on the other hand, there are those people who it's incumbent to hate them and to detest them and not to love them. And not to love them whatsoever. And those are the disbelievers. Those are the disbelievers. To despise them. This is deen. To love the righteous and to not detest them whatsoever. Rather to love them and respect them and honor them. And honor them. This is deen. And to take the disbelievers as enemies. And to hate them and despise them. This is deen. And to not love them whatsoever. And then from the people there are those that they have some aspects of faith and other aspects of misguidance, so they will be loved according to their faith and they'll be despised according to their misguidance. And this is from the people of innovation and the people of sin and transgression. There are some believers that a person, he will love them and hate them at the same time, yani with moderation and according to the law and the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will love them for their faith and he will hate them for their disobedience or their innovation. And these issues have details. We have discussed some of them in previous classes, alhamdulillah. So the point now is to emphasize the rights of brotherhood and that they must be observed. وَلَا تَنَاجَشُوا And do not make the najish. The najish, the people of knowledge, they mention is that this occurs whenever there's buying and selling. That a person, if they're going back and forth about a particular price, a person, he will say, I'll buy this item from you for this much. And then they'll make an agreement. Another one, he'll come and he'll say, I'll give you more. I'll give you more. But the one who is increasing the amount, he doesn't actually want to buy it. He's only saying that to increase the price, to harm the person who is trying to buy the thing. So he will go higher. So another person, he will bid higher, and another will bid higher. So he will increase. He'll act like he's offering to pay more in order for the price to increase so that it can be sold for a higher price. So the person, he will add an additional bid, but not because he wants to purchase it, rather because he wants to harm the others, yani, and prohibit them from getting it at a lower price. And he wants to harm them, or he wants to help them. He either wants to harm the people or help the one who is selling the item and the likes like this. All of this is haram and not permissible. All of this is haram and not permissible. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا, and do not make a tadabur. Yani, la, you don't turn your back on your brother. This is yani a tadabur, yani al-i'rad. What is bar wal-mu'adat. Do not have enmity and turn your backs one on the other. And again, this is with regards to the worldly life. As for the people of innovation, then a believer, he will avoid them, and he will not help them nor aid them, and he will boycott them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, the people of sin and misguidance. But all of these are according to the principles and the guidelines that have come in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Wala yabi' ba'dukum 'ala bay'i ba'd," and do not sell one of you over the other. And do not make contracts and dealings in commerce and buying and trading one over the other. And meaning, if a person, he had come to purchase a particular item, and he had an agreement with that individual, and then he had bought that, and maybe they have some grace period, 3 days, for example, for him to return it, and then he will come to the seller and say, "How much did you sell that for?" He said, "I sold it to so and so. The last one, I sold it to so and so for $100, for example." We said, "Oh, tell him to give it back. I'll give you $125 for it. Tell him to give it back. I'll give you $125 for it." Like this. This is not allowed. This is not allowed. They already made the contract. They already made the dealing. To go and try to offer more after it's already been established, or the likes like this, where if a person, he's about to sell something, and they're in the process of doing the dealing of the contract. The buyer and the seller are there, and they're selling an item. And then a person, he comes by and he says, "Oh, I have one better than that, for lesser than that, right around the corner. Come with me." And he will run the purchase, he will run the buyer away from that person while they're in the middle of the contract, and they're in the middle of their dealings and the likes like this. So this is all forbidden because of what it would bring about from hatred and animosity. Because of what it will bring about from hatred and animosity in the hearts. And the obligation is to have love and to have unification. So these actions here, they're all prohibited because they will bring about dissension and separation, and they will weaken the ranks of the believers. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Wakunu ibadallahi ikhwana," and you have to be brothers, O slaves of Allah. And you have to be brothers, O slaves of Allah. Meaning the brotherhood of faith would prohibit you from doing these affairs. The true brotherhood of faith, whenever the faith is strong, it will prohibit you from having envy towards one another, and having jealousy towards one another, and disliking to see your brother having good, and the likes like this, and being jealous of him from the good that he has in his religion or worldly affair. And it will prohibit you likewise from hating him and detesting him, again, because of the worldly issues. And it would prohibit you from deceiving him and tricking him and buying and trading. All of this would not occur whenever the faith is strong, because the faith will call a person to avoid these affairs and to leave them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's emphasizing these issues, saying, "Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim," that a Muslim, he's the brother of a Muslim. A Muslim, he's the brother of a Muslim, no matter where they are. No matter where they are, those who have preceded us, and they have gone in past, and those who are to come. A Muslim, he's the brother of a Muslim, whether he's white, or whether he's black, or whether he's Arab, or whether he's non-Arab, whether he's old, whether he's young. If he's a believer upon the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a Muslim, then there's a brotherhood there. There's a brotherhood there. Every Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. Every Muslim is a brother to his brother Muslim. And then from that brotherhood, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "La yadhlimuhu wa la yakhdhuluhu wa la yahqiruhu." So therefore, since a Muslim is a brother to the Muslim, he will not oppress him. He will not oppress him, not in his wealth, not in his property, not in his reputation, not in his blood, not in himself, not in his family. He will not do that. And this is the case whenever the Muslim is strong, whenever the Islam is strong. This is something that it will stop a person from doing that. As for whenever the Islam is weak, then maybe a Muslim, he will oppress another Muslim. Maybe he will lie on him or cheat him or deceive him. Or maybe he will trick him, or maybe he will get over on him and take his money or take his property, or maybe he will shame him or defame him, or maybe he will violate the rights of him with regards to his family or his wealth, or maybe he would even physically harm him. Waliyadhu billah, could even take his life. All of this could occur, but this is whenever the religion is weak and whenever the faith is deficient. Waliyadhu billah. As for al-Muslim, yani the strong Muslim, the one who's fulfilling the rights of faith, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَظْلِمُ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَظْلِمُ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ وَلَا يَخُذُرُهُ وَلَا يَحْكِرُهُ. He doesn't oppress him, and he doesn't forsake him or abandon him, and nor does he belittle him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا. And he pointed to his heart, to his chest, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three times. أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا أَتَقْوَى هَهُنَا التَّقْوَى هَهُنَا. التَّقْوَى is the fear of Allah. التَّقْوَى is the sincere faith. It's a sincere, true faith and belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, and belief in the meeting of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and belief in the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and everything that we have been ordered to believe in. This is piety. This is taqwa. It's founded in the heart. And whenever it is established firmly, and whenever its roots are deep and cultivated, then likewise it will be apparent on the body parts. And these affairs, they will be established. These affairs, they will be established. But if that taqwa becomes deficient, then likewise the establishment of these affairs and these rights of brotherhood, they will fall deficient accordingly. As we have seen in previous classes in this particular work, that the heart and the body parts, they work together 100%. According to the faith and the strength of the heart will determine the wellness of the body parts, and the goodness of the body parts. And the corruption of the heart will determine exactly the corruption of the body parts, the corruption of the actions and the statements that a person he performs. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the Muslim, he's the brother to a Muslim. He doesn't oppress him, he doesn't forsake him, he doesn't belittle him. And then he reminds, and piety is right here. True sincere faith and fear of Allah, it begins here in the heart. And then after this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ, yani in some words, بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مُسْلِمٍ and مِنَ الشَّرِّ and يَحْكِرَ أَخَاهُ مُسْلِمٍ. It's sufficient for a person to fall into evil that he will belittle his Muslim brother. That he will belittle his Muslim brother. So here we have how this has come. First he said, لَا يَحْكِرُهُ. He doesn't belittle him. That's the last thing he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't belittle him. And then he pointed to his heart. Piety is here. The taqwa is here. And then he said after that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after saying he does not belittle him. A Muslim will not belittle his Muslim brother. And piety and true sincere faith is right here. And it's enough for a person to fall into evil that he will belittle his Muslim brother. So this is to emphasize that affair. Yani enough of evil in his manners. Enough of lowliness and foulness. And shar in his manners. And likewise shar for him in this life. And a threat of shar for him, evil for him. Likewise in the hereafter, that he would belittle his Muslim brother. Meaning if he did not do anything else, he didn't violate any other rights, all he did from the sins was to belittle his Muslim brother, this would be enough to consider him from the people of shar, and enough to consider him from the people of evil and foul and lowly manners and conduct. Waliyadhu billah. So a believer, he will never belittle another Muslim. He will never put him down and belittle him and the likes like this. بِحَسْبِ مْرِئٍ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ كُلُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ دَمُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعِرْضُهُ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ. The Muslim, all of the Muslim is haram, is sacred. It's sacred. His blood is sacred. All of the Muslim is haram from another Muslim. Meaning that right is sacred. Every aspect in the life of a Muslim is sacred. And it must not be violated. Not his blood, not his wealth, and not his reputation. The author, he says, Rawahu Muslim. These are amazing affairs, and the benefits, they're very clear. And the intent from this issue, and to clarify the dangers of violating the rights of a Muslim, taking the rights of a Muslim, betraying the trust with regards to the rights of brotherhood, is something that is major. It's something that there's accountability for. It's something that people will be, there's a reckoning with regards to. Something that they'll stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla and be held accountable for.
وَلَهُمَا أَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ وَلَهُمَا عَنْ إِبْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا مَرْفُوعًا.
And also in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمُ لَا يَظْلِمُهُ وَلَا يُسْلِمُهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
The author, he mentioned the narration which is in Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and the wording is similar to the one that has preceded, which was the narration of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, meaning that these affairs here, that these meanings here, that these admonishments here, this advice here has reached a number of the companions. It's not something that one of them narrated. Rather, more than one of them has narrated this issue. Al-Muslim, Akhul Muslim. This is something that they know. This is something that they know. Similar like this as well, the narration about Al-Muslim and Salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. The Muslim, he is the one who the rest of the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hand. Also, this narration is narrated by a number of companions. Is narrated by a number of different companions, an indication that this is something that was well known amongst them. These issues here is something that was well known amongst them, radiyallahu anhum. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in this narration, the Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. He will not oppress him. He will not oppress him, and he will not surrender him likewise. Meaning he will not surrender him to his enemy. He will not leave him in the clutches of his enemy, or he will not leave him in danger, or he will not leave him in harm, or he will not leave him in distress. Rather, if he sees his brother in need of help, or he sees his brother in danger, or he sees his brother in a tough or a bad situation, and he's able to help him, he will not leave him there. Rather, he will help him. Whether he will facilitate for him, whether he will take the means to help him. La yuslimuhu. He will not surrender him and leave him in hardship and danger while he has the ability to help him and to bring relief to him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned great encouragement after this. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. To indicate again that this is a brotherhood that's for the sake of Allah. And the one who establishes it, seeking the reward from Allah, he will have the aid and support of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who establishes establishes this brotherhood and the rights of this brotherhood for the sake of Allah, seeking the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will recompense him and aid him, and Allah will support him and help him and aid him. So that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever helps and fulfills the need of his brother, then Allah will fulfill his need. Then whoever takes care of the need of his brother, then Allah, he will take care of his need. And because the jaza min jins al-amal, that the reward is according to the type, or the recompense is according to the type of action. So the one who stays with his brother and helps him in time of need, whatever it may be, maybe he needs money, maybe he needs advice, maybe he just needs somebody to talk to, maybe he doesn't need much, he just needs somebody to listen to him and get something off his chest, for example. Or maybe he needs some help financially, or maybe he needs some help physically, or maybe he needs some help with somebody's position and status to help him get a job or to get married. Whatever the case may be, the one who walks with his brother, fulfilling his need for the sake of Allah, then Allah Azza wa Jal will take care of his need for him likewise.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. The Muslim, he's the brother of a Muslim. La yadlimuhu wa la yuslimuhu. He will not oppress him. He will not oppress him, nor will he surrender him and leave him in a time of need and distress. He will not abandon him nor forsake him. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. And whoever hastens and strives to take care of the need of his brother, then Allah will take care of his need. وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever relieves a hardship of a Muslim and distress of a Muslim from the hardships of this life, then Allah Azza wa Jal will remove from him the hardship and distress from the hardships of the Day of Resurrection. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And whoever covers the faults and the errors and the mistakes of a Muslim, then Allah will cover his faults and errors on the day of resurrection. So this is the origin here, Danny, to cover the faults of your brother, to cover the faults of your brother, to help your brother in the time of need, to not abandon him or forsake him whenever a person he has the ability to help him and to aid him. and he will not oppress him and violate his rights, not in his blood, not in his property, not in his wealth, not in his reputation and honor. This is the way of a believer, and this is whenever the faith is strong. The author, he says, now, وَلَهُمَا عَنْ أَنَسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ مَرْفُوعًا. And also it is narrated by the both of them, meaning al-Bukhari and Muslim. From the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. That not one of you believes until he loves for his brother that which he loves for himself. And what is intended by this, as we all have seen, alhamdulillah, in the previous classes, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ, that the faith is being negated here. That the faith is being negated here. وَالْإِيمَانُ لَا يُنْفَى إِلَّا لِلْتِكَابِ كَبِيرًا. Is only going to be negated, the faith is only negated in the likes of these texts to indicate that a person has perpetrated a great crime and a major sin. So this is the case here. This is an indication that this is something major. He doesn't believe, meaning he doesn't believe, he has not fulfilled the rights of his faith, and he has not completed the obligations of his faith until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This is something that's in the heart. Loving is an action of the heart, whether it's from the greatest actions of the heart and the foundations of the actions of the heart to love. And the obligation is to love for the sake of Allah and to love that which Allah loves and those whom Allah loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that is that it's incumbent for a believer to love for his brother that which he loves for himself. And this is the foundation of brotherhood. This is the foundation of brotherhood, that he loves for every other Muslim that which he loves for himself. And this means likewise that he would detest and dislike for his brother Muslim that which he does not like for himself as well. The same way that he likes to have knowledge, in the same way he likes to have insight in his religion, the same way he likes to have safety and security in his family, the same way he likes to have wealth and prosperity, the same way he likes to have the goodness of this life and the hereafter for himself and for his loved ones, he will like that for his brother likewise. He will love to see that in his brother likewise. It will make him happy to see his brother memorizing the Quran and learning the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will make him happy to see his brother's children striving to be upright, covering themselves properly, and the likes like this, following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he sees that in his brothers, this is something that will make him happy and rejoice. It will make him happy because he would love that for his own family. He will love that for his own family. If he sees his brother have a nice vehicle or a nice home or a good occupation and the likes like this from halal earning, so on and so forth, this will make him happy because he would love to have that for himself. So he's happy for his brother. He loves that for him and this is good for him. And this is something that he will enjoy and he will have a sweetness of faith in his heart because of this. Being pleased that Allah Azza wa Jal is providing in that manner for his brother Muslim. For his brother Muslim, and this is the foundation here. And likewise, it would upset him to see his brother going through hardship or going through misguidance. He would not like that for him. He would not like that for him the same way he doesn't like it for himself. He would not laugh at him or mock him or belittle him or say about him, I knew he was this and that, or if his family is falling into sin, laughing at him and belittling him or mocking him or thinking bad about him and the likes like this. He would never do that because he would not like that for himself. Likewise, this is a foundation with regards to noble and good manners and a principle with regards to establishing the true brotherhood, the brotherhood based upon faith. After this, the author, he says in closing, Walil Bukhari, anhu marfu'an, and it's been narrated by Bukhari, anhu yani an anasin, also from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Unsur akhaka zaliman aw madhluman, that you must aid and help your brother, whether he is oppressing or being oppressed, whether he is the oppressor or being oppressed. Faqala rajulun ya Rasulullah, in kana zaliman fa kayfa ansuruhu? Qala tahjuzuhu wa tamna'uhu min adh-dhulmi, fa dhalika nasruka iyyah. So a man, he said, now, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he is an oppressor, how can I help him and aid him? And if somebody is oppressed, it's clear how to help them and aid them. You need to stop them, to stop the oppression, and to aid them against the one oppressing them, to stop that entirely or to lighten that. But how will one help somebody? How will one help his brother if he himself is committing the oppression and wrongdoing? If he himself is the one transgressing the limits? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تَحْجُوزُهُ وَتَمْنَعُهُ مِنَ الظُّلْمِ, that you stop him, You stop him and you prohibit him from the oppression. فَذَلِكَ نَسْرُكَ إِيَّا And this is how you help him. This is how you help him. You stop him. And some wording is likewise, تَأْخُذْ فَوْقَ يَدِهِ That you take him by the hand. That you take him by the hand. This is how you stop him. So to advise him and to admonish him and to take him by the hand and to warn him and to tell him about the dangers of this affair, to prohibit him and to stop him, this is the means. This is the means for helping your brother whenever he is the one doing the oppression. And likewise, from the greatest means to stop oppression and to turn a person back from falling into injustice is to strive to teach him and to clarify to him the actions that are considered oppression, and the actions from the major sins, like the issues that have been discussed here. And in the light of knowledge, many times is the greatest way that will prohibit a person from falling into sin. After this, the author, he says, وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَىٰ أَعْلَمُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيَنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا And with that, we have completed this work by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that which we have studied together a light and a proof for us and not against us. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم